Fish burger and fries. I'm writing to you, reader, from a McDonald's playland, where my grandkids frolic like hamsters inside a maze of plastic tubes. They begged me to bring them here, jumped up and down, tugged at my sleeves, said, "Please, please." Poems like this are everywhere. A portly, bearded man in red suspenders seats himself nearby. A woman enters, squinting, scanning faces at the tables. The man waves and wears a worried smile. The woman waves like she's fanning back a cloud of gnats. I'm dreaming she's his estranged daughter. That's me, chomping fries and a fish burger, jotting notes because it's a poet's job to go where people go and do what people do. "Do you ever go bowling?" the man says. He's unwrapped a burger for her, stands to fetch a straw for her milkshake. She's angled sideways in her chair, not facing him. "Stop stroking your beard like that," she says, a bit taken aback to hear the words, her harsh tone. "Art is a lie that makes us realize the truth," said Picasso. Poems like this are everywhere. "Watch me, watch me," the grandkids scream sweetly. The man and the woman wobble between awkwardness and solemnity. I'm swallowing it all, pausing between bites and scribbles, to mop from this page of my open notebook a dollop of tartar sauce.